Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news from the WordPress community. Now, welcome your hosts, David Wormsley and Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 367, entitled No Script Show Episode 7, How Do We Start a Website Project? It was published on Thursday, the 4th of April, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and before we get started with David Wormsley, a few quick bits of housekeeping. The first thing to mention is that if you are interested in advertising on the WP Builds podcast, you can get your product or service in front of a large WordPress-specific audience. Head over to wpbuilds.com/advertise and have a look there. You can pick the amount of time that you'd like to advertise, and we've got a few companies that you'll hear from later doing just that now. The other thing to mention is that if you would like to keep up to date with all that we're doing, head to our subscribe page, wpbuilds.com/subscribe. Sign up to the email list there. And also connect with us on all the socials. Speaking of socials, well, kind of social, I guess. If you would like to recommend WP Builds, give us a rating on your podcast player of choice. We would very, very much like to hear about that. Some sad news in a way, I suppose. A little while ago, probably maybe 3 years or so now, I opened up a Mastodon install. It's at wpbuilds.social. And I'm giving thought to shutting that down. The ongoing cost of maintaining the server is starting to rack up a little bit. If you've got any thoughts on that, if you're using that heavily, please reach out to me. My email address is admin@, and I'm sure you can fill out the rest. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know if you're using it and if there's any way that we can keep that service going. But really, I guess it is probably going to be shut down in about 4 or 5 weeks from now. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. That's go.me/WPBuilds. We're also sponsored by Weglot. Weglot, the easiest way to translate your WordPress website. The Weglot translation plugin gives you a reliable and easy way to make your WordPress website multilingual in minutes. No coding required and no developer time needed. Find out more at weglot.com. That's weglot.com. And real sincere thanks to both GoDaddy Pro and Weglot for their support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, a little while ago, David decided he wasn't going to use WordPress much anymore, so David Wormsley split himself off from the WP Builds podcast, but he was quickly back, suggesting a new one called The No Script Show. If you've been tuning in, I've been hijacking the WP Builds podcast feed, and I'm doing the same today. This is probably the penultimate one that will hijack the WP Builds feed. So we will return to normal service, but I've got something a little bit exciting planned there. This one, though, is entitled How Do We Start a Website Project? We're getting back to the basics, HTML, CSS, the W3C. And so we discuss what do we actually need to get a project off the ground? How do we communicate with clients? How do we decide what it is that we need to accomplish? What needs to be done in what order? And how do we reach the goals? How do we communicate that all with the client and get all of the information from them that we need? I hope that you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the No Script Web Show about modern web design, where we look at what we can build today with minimal dependencies and skills. Up until now, we've been catching up with the new spec that has been coming to the web platform over recent years, particularly with CSS. We're probably less than halfway through that, but we're also building the show website as part of the podcast. And we thought it'd be interesting to take a step back from the technical side for a while and look at how we should start or any new web project. As always, I'm joined by my good friend, David Wormsley. How are you doing, David?
Yeah, I'm very good. Actually, I should just say No, shall I tell you about my bunions?
Oh, go on. Well, let's spend half an hour
I don't even know what a bunion is, but it's a very typical British complaint. So the intention of this show right from the outset was to talk about modern things that are coming down, especially from the W3C, CSS, HTML, and so on, and to upskill you, but particularly me, because your levels of skill are far in excess of mine. So you're driving the whole thing. But an interesting idea that you had right from the outset was that we would make a website kind of almost like a co-host for the show. So there's me and there's you, and the website is host number three. And if you're listening to this and haven't been following along, every time that we've done a show, you can find the episode related to that. So the website is noscript.show. This is episode 7. So simply append /7 to the end. So noscript.show/7. And the website has been iterating slowly. And this episode is about that website and asking the question about, you know, what's going on? Why do we need a website?
Yeah, so we've still taken a step back because we've got a website out, yeah, and now we've got to decide who it's for and do the design stuff, because that's really where we start. We started with clients and we had to ask them why they wanted their website. And now we've got a perfect opportunity, even though it's a bit self-indulgent. I don't know what this episode's going to be like, but it does give us a live project where we can look at things from both the designer and the client perspective, as we are both. So,
Shall I pop it on the screen?
Yeah, actually, yes. That would be useful, our show notes.
First of all, I should say, dear listener, if you are listening to this, maybe quite a lot of the things that we're going to mention in this podcast episode are related to what you're seeing on the screen. You can find us on YouTube. If you go to the URL I mentioned previously, no doubt there will be a link to the video. So you'll be able to see what we're talking about. But bear with us. Hopefully, we'll manage to do it in an audio form as well. So there it is. There is our fully featured, finished, complete, and nothing to fix website. It's pretty bare bones, isn't it?
It's just functional. Yeah. And because we didn't do anything I think you would expect to do for that would be classed as a design process. And here was the thing, because we decided for this podcast, we would take our source of truth for everything we talked about being the W3C. But when it comes to design, I'm not sure what that was. So I thought, how do we start a web project? Who will we go to first? And I thought, well, the next best thing might be the NDN records that have a short article, which is called How Do I Start to Design My Website? And it doesn't mention the term project ideation, which is a really fancy term, but the rest of it is really plain English. And it basically asks us three questions, which we need to answer for ourselves, Nathan, we need to ask it of ourselves and answer it. So do you want to read out the three questions?
Yeah, so here we are. So this is, like David said, you can find a link to the MDN article. It's really easy to read. It's probably like a 10-minute read max. But it lays out a process. It's a wiki, as I understand. So it's not the knowledge from a singular individual. It's been changed and modified over time. So the three questions, I guess in this order, are what do I want to accomplish? How will a website help me reach my goals? And thirdly, what needs to be done and in what order to reach my goals? So is the intention in this episode, David, to try and answer those three questions from our perspective, running a podcast, running a YouTube channel, and the resultant website? Is that why we're here today?
Yeah, we're trying to do that. We're trying to put ourselves through this, but I mean, it's worth talking a little bit, as we did earlier. And this is where we might ramble on about these are the questions, according to this document, that we really should have been asking all the time when we had clients come into us and we're starting the website. But I think, honestly, you and I tended to do what this NDN record says, is that we start with the technicals and then and skip over the very fact that we need to know why we're doing this and for who, you know. So yeah, we have done that. I just thought those three questions are really difficult. As somebody who, let's say you're commissioned to build, they want you to come and build their website. You ask these three questions. You must answer these questions for me before I'll build a single thing. And you'd probably lose the job, wouldn't you?
Well, I think they're okay. So in principle, they sound like easy questions to answer. And if you really applied some thought, they probably are fairly straightforward to answer. So there's a couple of things around this. Firstly, exactly as you said, my goal was to get people on the phone, then turn that into a meeting of some kind. And at that meeting, I probably should have got into this process of asking these questions. But usually I skipped all of that and ended up in a conversation about here's how we technically do it. Here's, and in my case, obviously, you know, if you know anything about the stuff that David and I have done in the past, we're very heavily into WordPress and page builders. So that would be the thing. I'd show them the page builder and, you know, oh, we could do this, we could do this. But it wasn't really about, well, why do we need to do it? And what do you want to accomplish your goal? And any time I got even close to asking questions like that, it became immediately obvious that I was putting people on the spot and that they needed time to think about this and not be just confronted with it live. Well, what do you want to accomplish? Well, I don't know. I want a website. That, you know, that's the answer, right? That's the exact answer that's going to come out if you just put somebody on the spot. Whereas if you gave them a week to think about it, I don't know, an email exchange or a prior meeting where you tell them that you're going to dump these questions onto them, maybe the answers would come out differently. And in our shared Google Docs, I said, you know, if you go into a shop and the intention is to buy clothes, you don't expect to be interrogated about why you want the clothes. You know, I'd like to buy a shirt. Well, why do you need a shirt? What's the point of the shirt? How are you going to deploy the shirt? Where's it going to be? You get the point. You just want to go in, pay for the money, get the finished product, in this case, a shirt, but, you know, read website, and then get out again. And I imagine that's the journey for most clients getting a website. A lot of them haven't thought about this, haven't imagined that they're going to have to think about this. So I never, ever did that particularly effectively.
Yeah, that was really good, actually. And I think I avoided talking about these things for most of the time I had clients. It's only quite recently that I've realized I do need to get to this and I need to think about it. So I think there's two issues with this. Is firstly that none of us are used to being asked why we do the business we do and do that soul searching. We're not expecting that. And we don't often find the words. We stumble into things. So we're not used to that. And then we're also, in a way, we're being asked to provide information about who we are. What do we stand for? Why do people like us? That's something we're not used to or don't necessarily know about ourselves, which we need to dig into if we're going to represent that client. So they're not used to it on one hand. And then there's also the issue, like, as you said, with buying trousers. That's pretty easy and it's different from the communication of a web, which is an ongoing project to communicate something. So when you put your trousers on, pretty much if they fit and they seem pretty durable and they look fashionable to you, you're good to go.
Right.
But the website is never going to be consistently fashionable. It's never going to need to, well, you know what suits you, but we need to, as designers, need to be able to design those trousers for you when it comes to a website. And I think it's a very different kind of thing. And I've recently learned a bit to make sure that these indirectly are the questions I'm asking from the first conversation.
Yeah. So my shirt analogy, I'm going to liken us to a high street shop where you walk in and you just want to get the thing and walk out. Whereas really what we need to be is a bit more of a tailor. We need to be, you know, there is no shirt available. You just show up to the shop and the tailor then asks you a bunch of questions. Probably a bunch of questions, but then we'll also measure you up and do all of that due diligence. And then you'll come back a bit later and the shirt will be ready to go. So it's a bit more of a tailored experience. Do you know, I'm very happy with that metaphor.
So am I. Yeah. And I like that. And you're asking the same questions. You know, what kind of occasion is this for?
Right.
Background, what people expecting of you out of that. So it's just, yeah, like a tailor, it's very much like that.
But still, I think that if you just dump that into the conversation, and those questions are perfect, but if you dump that into the conversation, I feel that you're going to force the person to sort of flounder around because they probably don't have to hand what the list of things they want to accomplish is. And it's kind of interesting in the MDN article, they give an example of a fictional client, if you like, and they end up drawing a list out. And And some of the items are kind of expected. What do you want to accomplish? And one of them is, I want to get a new apartment. So there's this economic incentive to make the website work for them so that at some point they've got this excess of money and they can move into a bigger apartment. Well, of course, that's great. But then you need to refine that and think, well, do you know what? We can't really do that in the website design. There isn't a bit of it which will get you an apartment. So we can just jettison that. But then some of the other answers that come out may be able to be used and put in a different order and so on. So I think just sticking them all down in that conversation that you have, but not expecting them to do it straight away, because who knows? Maybe they've just been dumped on by their boss. Like, okay, it's your job to get the website. You know, maybe they're new to the company. Maybe they have no idea what the company ethos or mission statement is. So I think that whole thing just needs to be spread out over time somehow.
Yeah. We've got an advantage because we know how the web works. And yeah, when we come, we'll turn back to answering our own questions, I guess, with this. But we've got an expectation of how the web works, which is basically we're doing this because we know the more we put out, the more it will help the website grow, where a lot of people have a very much a brochure site, which isn't going to be added to all the time. And in that sense, I've often started asking these questions in an indirect way to get around this, which is, can I explain to you how I understand the web will work and how it might suit your business, what it might be able to do for you, which often gets me starting about the messaging and the SEO and let me do a little bit of research to see if you've got a lot of competition for your area. So we are talking about a certain typical client that we would get. I mean, other people, big organizations might be able to answer these questions in their company ethos, but when it's often a single client that we've got who's operating their business locally, they don't know what the web is. They just know people have a website. They know what they look like. And they say, you know, yeah, I want a website kind of like that, that sends people business like they've got.
Right.
And then right, we have to start from a different point of view, don't we? Where we have to say, let me explain how I think the web works and the competition you've got and how you might be able to find your own little niche in there to get people to come to you.
I think that chasm can be really profoundly wide because you and I are kind of addicted to the internet. You know, we've spent the last 20 years or so really obsessing about it. And I'm sure a lot of detail has passed us by. In fact, I know for both of us, there's a lot of detail that's passed us by. But the point is we're at least au fait with it, what a website can achieve, what's possible, what's not possible. And typically, the clients that I would encounter were entirely obsessed about their own business. So whether that's being a farmer or being a shop owner or being a lawyer, that's what they're obsessing about. And so they don't know. So the process of explaining what can be done in the modern web and how it might help you to reach your goals, I think, again, is another conversation that needs to be had. And you need to have, as part of your arsenal in that conversation, all of the different things that can be accomplished, can be brought to bear from a website. What's reasonable given a budget? What's reasonable given the amount of, you know, the geographical location that they're in or the demographic of the people that they're hoping to talk to? Yeah. So I think you're right. There's a big, big chasm there. You know, you shouldn't expect that they all are nerds of the internet.
Yeah. And there isn't one perfect system, is there, for this? With a lot of the clients that have been around recently, it's often a new site for new business in the local area where they do multiple things. It might be in their interest to focus on one of those things that they love the most. And sometimes the last case I was mentioning to you is somebody who did multiple things. But when I looked at their SEO, because they needed to get people as a new startup just to see what the competition was like, it seemed that the searches for one particular thing that they did would be the best thing to concentrate on because everybody else concentrated on the multiple of things that that profession did. So, and what I wouldn't have known without that research, knowing that they wanted traffic was going to be the first thing, is that when I put to them this, they said, oh, that's perfect because that's really what I want to focus on.
Right.
So the website became very much a different thing just for that whole process. So it did get them down to indirectly to what they wanted to accomplish. They didn't say it. They kept it generic to me in the first place that almost the statistics had to pull out what they really wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. And I'm more or less certain that in every case, the answer that you'll get, or the answers, plural, that you'll get out of a client will be very different. I mean, ultimately, we want a website. At some point, that's got to crop up. But the incentives about what they want to accomplish will be different. Even with businesses that are in the same sphere doing a thing which is adjacent to another business, just the personal preferences of the person and the stuff going on in their life will mean that they've got different agendas. Do you feel that we've tackled a bit of that second question? How will a website help me reach my goals? Is that the bit that we were talking about where we explain back to the client what a website can achieve? Is that, did we cover it off?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm starting with, isn't it? When I've been doing it recently, it's been the second question indirectly. So I've never asked these questions of anybody or myself, which we'll do in a minute. But yeah, I guess that my approach has often been explaining first what I think a website might be able to do for them. Uh-huh. Within their budget. So you're right. I'm kind of giving them the answer, if you like, or rather I explain my perspective on what I think I could do for them and what I think we should look at. And then they come up with their own answer to that.
It certainly feels like the first question is you, the website developer builder, asking the client. And it feels like the second one is more you telling the client. The first one is trying to get information from you. And the second one is more, okay, I know this much about the internet. I've got this knowledge about what's possible and I can give you help about how you can reach a goal. So it feels like it's more of a, the first one is more getting, the second one is more giving. But then the third one, what needs to be done, I guess at this point, you're in a collaboration, aren't you? You need to figure that out between you and put things in the right order and set goals and so on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a very good way of looking at that. So it does lead, the third question in this does lead us to what we're going to do on the site, what content we're going to have, number of pages, what assets need to be there, whether there needs to be some media or not, or some forms or whatever that will all come into there, one needs to be done. So it is more practical. Should we try and do this for ourselves?
Okay, this is going to be painful. So the idea is that we're going to ask the questions about this podcast and related website. And we have talked about it, whether or not these are the kind of answers you'd like from a client, who knows? But we're going to be honest. We're going to say it as it is. So, all right, where do we begin?
So what exactly do we want to accomplish with doing? Well, we're looking at the site really, but it is the whole podcast itself. But yeah, we're doing that. Do you want me to start?
Well, I'll ask you the question. And then you can answer it with your little bullet pointed list. You put a lot more thought into this than I have. Mine is far more like off the cuff. You wrote down a whole load of things that backed it all up. But okay, so David Wormsley, you want a new website. What exactly do you want to accomplish?
How dare you ask? Just build me.
It's gone wrong already. Yeah. Brilliant.
So I did have a bit. It's a really good questions because it does make you think. And in some ways, we did start this when we said we'll do this together. And my first thought, and it's the first thing, is that I'm doing it because I have to go in public and learn the stuff which I'm trying to learn. So this podcast has all been about learning all the new CSS stuff, and I've needed to do that. And by doing something with you, it forces me to an agenda where I can't cheat myself out of learning. If I'm going to talk about it, I need to know a little bit about it. And so I'll work harder at learning. So that's the primary goal.
Right. So the principle there, it's a bit like if you're learning a coding language, there's no point in just reading a book. You have to read the book and then do it. You have to take what you've learned and then put it in, apply it. So it's a bit like that. Okay, that's a good answer. Yep. Okay, yeah. But there's more.
Oh, yeah, I'll run through them quickly. I mean, partly because in our industry, I was mentioning to you about how Rachel Andrews, who's been teaching HTML and CSS since the 90s, is very much encouraging of everybody to go out there and try and teach people, you know, as part of their learning, because everybody is different in how they learn. So you might communicate with somebody something that she couldn't or something. So I think it's encouraged in our industry anyway, which builds on to the next reason for doing this is the building of connections, perhaps by putting yourself out publicly with other peers who might be in a similar situation.
Nice.
So, and I think that is it for me. You know, it's like, you know, we did WordPress all that time together, and you know, still might be I'll be building some WordPress sites. But if I want to step outside of that support network, which I've been in for what 17 years or something, and do something different, then I need to build up connections with people there. So this is one way of being able to do that. Maybe somebody will watch stuff and relate to what I'm going through. So there's that side of it. And then, yeah, there is one more thing. I guess it, putting some content out might be useful indirectly for money in the sense that it gives me, it's good for my brand. Even if clients are interested, they could see the fact that I'm transparent in what I do and I put out content on the thing that I do. So I'm sure they're not very interested in these things, but the idea that you are out there talking about what you do as a profession probably does lift you up in their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. So gaining new knowledge, building connections with peers in a way you can short circuit it because you've maybe they'll come to you having watched some video content or something like that. So that's interesting. And then also there's a possibility for some future project where you might build something and wish to put that into the hands of other people. Okay. Shall I do mine?
Yes, please.
Okay. Mine are in no particular order. And some of them are very frivolous, but this is frivolous, but I'm going to say it. It's a bit like the I want a new apartment one that we mentioned from the WDN article. I just wanted to carry on talking to you. Every week we talked for like nearly a decade, and I wanted that to carry on. So that's a very personal one. I wanted that whole experience to continue because the idea of not talking to you each week, because we have quite a lot of fun. We speak off the camera and we speak for a long time before we hit record. So that's a very personal one, but that's important. I think the gaining knowledge in an area where I know I wouldn't have put the effort in is nice as well, because I'm in the WordPress space and a lot of the WordPress tools that I'm using allow me to bypass learning new things in the W3C spec, HTML, the new CSS that's coming along. And so this is forcing me to, I'm not really implementing it, but it's at least confronting me with it. Maybe it'll force me to implement it as well. So there's that. Step outside. So this is a little bit like you making connections with peers. Step outside of a community that I'm really familiar with and maybe make some connections with some people that I'm unfamiliar with. And, you know, who knows where that'll take you. I don't know quite how that'll happen, but history shows doing the podcast that I did in, you know, that I still continue to do in the WordPress space just tells me I have an intuition that things just happen unexpectedly. And so that my last one, my fourth one is, just see what new opportunities come along. I'm a firm believer in serendipity and putting content out without necessarily an agenda for, you know, we want this many followers or we want this many people on an email list or anything like that. History shows that things happen unexpectedly and opportunities arise. And so that's also going to be interesting for me. So mine are far more ephemeral, I think, than yours, but they are the real reasons.
Yeah. And well, your first one, which was very kind, is really a major one for me as well. We've kind of stopped doing the other podcast and it's only like kind of a week when it's like,
I've guilted you into saying that. I feel proud.
No. It's absolutely, that is one of the things, because there's a missing gap, but it, you know, there was a use to it. So I think that's it. We haven't got any exact, and of course these things may change over time. I think with anything, it asks the question for us to say, what exactly do we want to accomplish? But these are sort of questions you would need to keep circling around, because they're bound to change as we change, businesses change, things happen, websites need to change, forms of communication change. So I think, that sums up what do we want to get out of it. So money hasn't come as the main thing, but it may have an opportunity to deliver something, because you found a skill in podcasting and interviewing people that be expanded out beyond what you've got, and I've got a way of forcing me to learn stuff and meet people.
I think we've maybe smuggled in money under the banner of, well, you called it looking a way ahead. And this idea that maybe you could do templates, and I had this idea of future opportunities. So I think we sort of smuggled in the opportunity for this podcast to make some revenue, but it's not high on either of our agendas, I don't think. So it's maybe something, but anyway. So we're on to the next one.
It's very much part of our profession, I think, to kind of put that stuff out there. And you kind of found, like everybody, I think, who goes into code, and that you do it as a hobby and it seems to grow into a business. And I think it's the same as talking about it as well. Things grow out of it. So we're different from a lot of industries in that way. So the next question is, so what needs to be done? Hang on, have I jumped one?
No, you missed one. How will a website help me reach my goals? So that's the next one. So, okay, I'll hand it over to you again. You've given it some thought and put in some bullet points and then...
It gets a bit waffly on this one. So okay. Effectively, I'm repeating myself because I'm a big fan of the idea of a website that constantly develops an agile approach. That's a big thing that I'm into. And this is really the only project that I've got that can be like that, that can keep changing. I can't keep doing that to clients or encourage them to keep changing. So this is an agile project where I can learn from doing the website itself. And I already covered these in a way, in the sense that it's a way of sort of building up some social proof and trust that will help me with my goals with the clients. And a bit of, it's a sort of bit of branding about my transparency. That's what it's going to help me reach the goals of being more creditable to clients. And then really it is about the fact that there is a potential to other sources of income, perhaps through peers rather than just clients only. If I can come up with some stuff that I'm going to use to make my projects easier, I'm going to share that most likely free. But there might be something that might come out of that in terms of support where there might be some way to monetize that. But there's not an idea behind that. So in that's me, really. It's the how will it help me achieve my goals? It's the doing of it is itself, you know, the building and the constantly building and iterating on the site. Is it? Yeah.
Well, mine are much more easy to map because, so my first one was, you know, have fun chats with you. Well, we're seven episodes in, so that's already been ticked off. So it's already proving it's worth it. Gain knowledge about something future orientated. Well, again, that's done it. One interesting thing that I haven't yet really implemented anything, so I'm keen to see if I can bridge that gap, if I can make time in my week to actually implement some of the bits and pieces that I'm going to do. Step outside of a community that I'm familiar with. I don't know how that's going to work out with this website. I've literally no idea. We haven't, as far as I know, we haven't got a contact form which allows people to get to me in that way, or, you know, I don't know that we're pushing this out into social channels, so maybe that's something we could explore in the future. And the seeing what opportunities come out in the future. Well, that's like blue sky thinking. If the more we keep doing it, maybe some of those opportunities will come along. Like I said, with a bit of serendipity, it's not going to be me pushing it because I've got other things to do during the week, but you never know. Maybe once we get like 20, 30 episodes in, this will become more important in my week and we'll have to, you know, manage how that goes. So yeah, that's the answers that I've got.
Yeah. Should we move to the third and final question, which is what needs to be done in what order to reach my goals? So our goals, are fairly vague ones, but I've got some ideas for this.
Yeah.
And this is probably what we'll need to lead this on into another episode on this as we kind of get into how we're going to design this website to reflect what we're trying to do. But the first thing for me was that we need clearer messaging. So we put up this site just to have something to dump the episodes there. We've got this thing at the beginning on the homepage that says for people who build websites. Well, it's so vague and not really true. That's such a massive number of people, but actually we only reflect a small number of those people who build websites. So we probably need a bit of audience targeting. We need to find people who are like us with our messaging. So that's
right. So maybe more conversation, maybe more text about W3C or CSS or web standards or something like that. Okay. So refine it.
For me, I mean, for me, it would be the fact that I need to probably, it might be different for you. We'll talk about that. But I would think I need to communicate the fact that it is for people who are kind of learning to be able to build these static sites from a platform that's been dynamic that you're used to. So I think it's connected to those people who have lost touch with that sort of stuff like me. So some message rather than just for people who build websites, we'll probably need to get some messages. So that would be the thing that needs to be done next. What do you think needs to be done next?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. The whole branding thing, we literally did start this just as a project, and I don't think I was thinking about the audience at all. I was really thinking about, oh, great, let's just do some more content. Let's just see how that goes. But now that we've done it a few times and it's, you know, it's consuming parts of the week and all that, it will be interesting. And I think messaging is exactly right. I think you're taking on the heavy lifting. Well, all the lifting of the website, but I'm sure at some point you're going to want to address that, because with the best will in the world, I've got a feeling that the website won't look like this in a I don't know, 5 months' time or something. I'm sure it'll iterate a lot. Maybe that's, I think, what needs to be done is to prettify it so that anybody jumping in isn't kind of put off with, oh, it's all black and white. These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. And I think we still have a connection with, you know, you're still doing a podcast for WordPress and I'm still very much connected and follow the news in that as well. But there's a kind of like within that as well, even within that community, there's a lot of people who with us, with page builders, we like not dealing with code. There's a lot more people who go, oh, well, I do need to learn a lot of the code and that's going on at the moment. And some projects I might just need to be able to not use my platform, even if I still primarily use that platform. And it's kind of that connection. People, I think there may be a lot of people who just want to get back to go, okay, well, what would I do in VS Code if I needed to do this again?
And right.
It's that kind of connection that I would like to sort of communicate in some ways. And
do you know one thing that
branding, I think, would be important to, you know, to align with those people.
Yeah. One thing that we haven't mentioned in this episode or much in the other episodes is that you're also taking this as an opportunity to create your own YouTube content around what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of important, and it will touch on the stuff that we cover in the episode. So for example, if the podcast that we're doing, if it's episode number 5, if you go to our YouTube channel, the YouTube cover art will look in a certain way for the podcast and it'll have a 5 in it. But I've also noticed that you've got a different kind of color palette. Well, the same color palette, but swapped around for the content that you make. But if it's related to number 5, you'll still see a little 5 somewhere. But that's also a part of what we're doing, or you're doing. We're making this podcast. Hopefully it's gaining a bit of popularity or interest or whatever that might be. And then you're going to be making content over there. One of the things that you wrote is you want to look at the SEO of this website as well, I guess.
Well, maybe. It's a possibility. It might just be interesting. As I do this for clients and never do it for myself ever, you know, it might be worth looking at what people are searching on this, just to see what keywords and whether we're reflecting any of that. Obviously, the keywords that match what we're doing anyway. There is a kind of audience in mind. It's still the people who've gone down the same path that we have with WordPress. And it isn't for people like me who are effectively at the moment have stopped using WordPress, because that's not a guaranteed at all. And there's just some projects where you might want to do that. And of course, a lot more. This will be the first site I've ever done that hasn't involved WordPress, and it probably still will later. So there is a sort of stuff. because we still might want to put the content in a format that will be better suited to that. So it's quite an interesting little niche in a way that we've not explored or found a way of being able to communicate that.
Whole reliance on the WordPress plugin ecosystem for SEO. You know, there are fabulous products out there that you can buy that do a lot of the heavy lifting for SEO. So there'll be a bit of learning there as to how to implement it without just filling out a field in a CMS and clicking save, making sure that each page is done correctly and that all of the bits and pieces that you need. Boy, that's a whole industry of itself. Oh.
Yeah, and that's the interesting learning bit, which I'll do in another video about that. Just some of the main things that when you switch from doing static to having a dynamic platform, there's some advantages that you get for static with some control, and there's some things you lose as well, because the platform's done it for you and you have to now do it manually. So it's a topic. But there's not much we need to do, I think, other than maybe we need to write off some text and have a better designed homepage to attract and explain the different types of content that we're putting out.
Should we have a quick look at our homepage, just very briefly? So this is what it looks like at the moment. A show for people who build websites. We've got a fairly dark black background. I've got a little bit of a menu at the top, which is, I guess, fairly self-evident. We've got this show strap line, which you mentioned, probably needs a tweak. A little bit of text. We're putting the latest episode on the top. And I noticed this fabulous new way of playing the episodes. I've got to say, this looks pretty cool. I like this a lot. And then that's it, more or less. Then we're on to YouTube channel and then a tiny bit of information about who the pair of us are. It's very, very bare bones at the minute. And obviously each episode is more or less the same. We're looking at the stuff for episode 7 at the moment. And maybe that'll need to be tweaked as well, how each episode looks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that homepage does nothing to explain who we are and why we're doing this and what we're specializing in. And it doesn't even actually, that homepage. It actually takes you to the audio podcast. And I would imagine we probably need to swap that player out to YouTube, where we seem to be on more, with the option to go to your own podcast player of choice, you know? So I imagine
that's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Encouraging people from that page. I think YouTube, the embedded video, because the audio is obviously just the same, more or less. The idea of just having a link, you know, should you wish to have you've landed here, here's a video. And if you've enjoyed the content that the video has presented, how about taking that a step further and adding it to your podcast player of choice? That might be so instead of playing it as audio, you just got the option to find the RSS feed and what have you. That could be a good idea as well.
Yeah, it could be. And it probably, we didn't start it. I did the little videos where I'm sort of talking about more the code stuff which is roughly in line with what we're talking about on the podcast more generally. There is one other thing that needs to be done that I think will help us reach our goals to make this more community. And it's what you're very skilled in. It's the idea of interviewing some people.
Which
will probably come to the show at some point, I think.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Bring that's definitely out. An area that I've definitely clocked up some hours in doing that.
Yes.
Maybe. Be kind of interesting because my intuitions will be, I'll have to hone those a lot more about the kind of questions that I ask. Because I was kind of immersed in WordPress prior to beginning that podcast, I had a set of a repertoire of questions which I knew would land okay. But in this era, in this arena, that won't be the case. And I'll probably feel the heavy burden of asking silly questions to intelligent people. So I'll have this is going to have to be a bit of upskilling. So kind of related to the website though, putting out video content on the website. All right.
So we did our best to answer our three questions. I think we did. And it does lead us on to a redesign, certainly of the homepage. I suspect as we go on through this, there'll be only so much design that we can do on this particular site, and it'll probably need to be fairly simple always. But I think there's nothing to stop us doing a whole talk about how we might design, and we can build that separately within the website with all different styling, another type of website. So I think we can explore that with different designs. So we don't have to pin everything on the look of this one site, I think.
That's good, because having different opportunities is really good. I think it's great for now. You know, it got us over the hump of having nothing. You put enough time to make it work. So thank you. Bravo for doing that. And it got us started. And in fact, in many ways, having a website right at the beginning, which was bare bones, is a fabulous starting point, because it shows that you can... You have the capacity to iterate and improve, which I guess is kind of part of the point of today's episode, getting the client to pay you some money with the process of getting a website iterated on over many, many months and years, hopefully. Are we going to do this client brief thing right at the end? Do you want to do that?
Well, we've sort of done it. We started with a way. We've just covered, do we ask these questions of people? And I think we've already covered it. Yes. Do we challenge the answers we get? We have a little bit. We just didn't ask people these questions, did we?
No.
For such a long time. And I think this very short article is right. I mean, I'm sure lots of people through their proper design systems do it, but for people like you and I, who were largely working locally to local customers, would bypass this bit. We would, if you want a website, we can build you a website, and that's where we'd start.
It's kind of interesting. I think there's a human component in here, in that if you are a very good communicator or just very good at conversation, this episode, the content in this episode will probably be fairly straightforward. With a bit of thought, you'll be able to walk into that strange environment and ask that new client that you've never met before those questions and be able to have that conversation because you're good at it. If you're a bit more insular or a bit more of an introvert, I feel that this is always going to be harder, you know, getting into the office might be hard enough. Having that conversation in a way that you're not constantly thinking, let me get out of here, let me get out of here. I just think that's a part of it. And we can't teach you that, I'm afraid.
No, And I think we're coming to the end, and I actually missed out something that I put at the very beginning, which I think this is my own personal opinion, but I think the industry has very much moved to accepting the idea of those, emphasizing as web designers, those soft skills, being able to, you know, help people to articulate what they want to achieve is part of the skills that we do. And it puts us so ahead of anything that AI can do for us, this ability as humans to understand context and communicate well. And I think also this move, I think, you know, the majority of proper serious web design projects now have gone an agile approach where we assume that everything is going to evolve, the technology. So we keep it as simple as possible and we iterate as we go because communication and technology changes. So I think, you know, that's the way that the industry is going. And in some ways, these three questions here, or starting with that, is very much in line with that. And I think where web designers are increasingly going to talk much more about this kind of communication, what we're trying to achieve to do, keeping it as simple as possible and iterating and acknowledging the fact that we're in websites evolve and people evolve.
I've just had another thought about the website itself. And one of the things that I probably would want to add in, and I don't know how we're going to achieve this without a CMS, is some kind of commenting system. Because at this point in the podcast, what I want to say is, if anything you found in this podcast is of interest to you, or if you've got anything that you want to add, head to the website and drop us in a comment. I don't know, maybe that's on the 5-year plan. But we don't have a commenting system. But if you're interested, nevertheless, head over to noscript.show /7 in this case. You know, we've obviously got other episodes. Put a different number in there and see what pops out. But yeah, head over to the website over there. We've got a YouTube channel as well. I actually don't know what the YouTube channel URL is. Is it as simple as youtube.com/noscript, or have we managed to bag any of that yet?
I believe it is. It'll take you there on the link. But that's the commenting system. I think this will be an interesting thing. We'll have to do this one privately, I think. But in terms of what we need to do, we need to gear people to comment through YouTube? It would just help us. It would help our reach with this.
Yeah.
That might be that. Rather than, because it's always a difficult thing, even when you've got WordPress, whether you turn the comments on or off.
Right.
A lot of people have turned them off because it's something to have to guard against, or some stuff might not reflect what you want to get over on your pages. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yes.
We'll add that into the list.
Yeah. So it's something we'll still carry on talking about what we need to do next. But for me, it's just the messaging on the beginning that it needs to explain what's here, because it doesn't do that. As we're saying, we're not even sure about where we point people to, and probably YouTube is the place.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you think that's a wrap? Episode 7 in the bag?
It definitely is.
Yeah. If that's the case, I will get rid of the website. And all we have to say at this point is, you know, thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. Head over to YouTube and give us a comment there. Find us on YouTube. Like and subscribe. All of that nonsense. But yeah, thank you. That was a really interesting episode. Hopefully you got something out of it. I certainly did. Thanks, David. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Well, see you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that. Always lovely chatting to David Wormsley. If you've got any commentary, you've got two options, really. The first option is to head to the wpbuilds.com website. Head over to episode number 367 by using the search feature. Alternatively, you can go to noscript.show/7. You can hear the podcast in its raw state there. As we're splitting those podcasts out in a few weeks' time, it'd be quite nice to get that podcast in your podcast player of choice. So noscript.show/7. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. That's go.me/WPBuilds. We're also sponsored by Weglot. Weglot, the easiest way to translate your WordPress website. The Weglot translation plugin gives you a reliable and easy way to make your WordPress website multilingual in minutes. No coding required and no developer time needed. Find out more
at weglot.com. That's weglot.com. And real sincere thanks to both GoDaddy Pro and Weglot for their support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that's all we've got for you this week. I really hope that you enjoyed it. As I said, if you've got any commentary, head over to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 367 and leave us a comment there. I have nothing else to add except to say that here comes some cheesy music. I hope that you stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.